Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We bless His name. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John, chapter 9 and verse 4. Jesus said, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." My dear brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago, there was desperation in Jesus' voice. His time was short and he wanted to accomplish his purpose on earth for his Father in heaven. And my dear brothers and sisters, the same voice of the Spirit of Christ is ringing in the ears of every believer. That night is soon coming. What does that night refer to? Night refers to a time where there'll be great persecution. Night refers to a time where the gospel doors will be closed globally. Night will be a time where people will hate Christians worldwide and they will not tolerate you. They will not accept your teaching or your preaching. And that is the time that Jesus was talking about. A night is soon coming. We must work. We must work when there is an opportunity, a gate that is opened by God Himself, doors that are open. We need to optimize the time, right? Phillips Brooks said, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks. Then the doing of your work shall be no miracle, but you shall be a miracle." Amen. Beautiful quote. Diligence is a law of life. We are to put forth our very best effort into whatever work God gives us to do. For the Christian, every occupation is sacred when it is done for God's glory. Why it is important in our marketplace ministry, wherever God has placed you, in that periphery, in that circle of influence, God has kept you as a light in the dark world. God has kept you as a salt of the earth, so that you will be an influencer for Christ Jesus. Amen. What counts in God's sight is not only the actual work we do, but the attitude with which we do it. The story is told of three men who worked on a large church building, all doing similar tasks. When asked what they are doing, one replied, "I'm making mortar." Another, "I'm helping put up this great stone wall." The third, "I'm building a cathedral for God's glory." The right attitude makes all the difference. Hallelujah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, utilize and optimize that opportunity that God has given you through your jobs, through your businesses, where you come in contact with the world outside and preach the gospel. Be a beacon of light for the glory of Jesus. John Wesley once said, "Never be unemployed and never be triflingly employed." Interesting. See your work as a sacred trust from God and utilize that platform to glorify His name. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Yet another opportunity to praise you, to bless you, to be a beacon of light in this dark world. Lord God Almighty, I pray you will refine our character. You will grant us the spirit of courage and boldness that in this evil world we will be, O Lord, a voice unto the nations. O Lord God Almighty, we will be that the testament of your goodness and of your grace and of your glory. That's what I pray, O Father God. I pray that you will encourage us. I pray that you'll give us that bold spirit. I pray that we will never be ashamed of the name of Christ. I pray that we will contend for our faith that you have given us in the marketplace. And I pray that we will be able to win many souls for Jesus. Lord God Almighty, today, as your people, Lord, step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great glory and grace to abound upon them. Bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, And Father, Lord God Almighty, keep them from any and every appearance of evil. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. I take authority over that demon of infirmity and I cast that spirit of infirmity out in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you that your healing virtue flows into each and every soul. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray, and we all said, Amen and Amen. God bless you, and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.